everybody, Jim Edwards here, and welcome back to the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks podcast. I'm your host, along with my trusty co-host and podcast producer, Mr. Stu Smith. Welcome, Stu.
Hello, Jim, and everybody.
And today, hello, Jim, and all the ships at sea. So today, we're going to base our podcast actually around a question from a person who is a member of my my group.
It's your group. It's got my name on it.
Yeah. Got my name on it.
Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks Facebook group.
Podcast. Yeah. Facebook. Yeah. You got it.
With Jim Edwards
this time. With Jim Edwards.
With Jim Edwards.
Edwards. I like how your picture, if those of you who are watching us live, I like how your picture actually has my book in the picture. And my picture doesn't have my book in the picture, which is disappointing, but I can fix that. Hey, look. Wow. Anyway, what are we talking about, Stu?
All right. So Ben in the group asked, first of all, thanks for accepting him in the group. You know, we don't just accept everybody.
We really don't. In fact, we reject. No, for real. It's like there are people that get rejected because they look like chuckleheads and they're obviously just coming in to spam the group or whatever. So you need to fill out a little application form and but on the flip side, we don't have spam in the group and people actually do help. And it's a pretty cool group as opposed to most groups on Facebook that just devolve into a free for all of 5 year olds who've all snorted pixie sticks and are now, you know, without their medication and no parental supervision. I'll stop there.
Yeah. So anyway, you're welcome. Glad you're part of the group, Ben. So anyway, Ben has been building websites for years. It's just a hobby. And now he's seeking the affiliate marketing path. He's ordered copywriting secrets. Can't wait to get started on it. And is just looking for some kind of advice on affiliate marketing. And I figured who better to ask than the man himself who has a big picture behind him showing he does some affiliate marketing.
Actually,
affiliate marketing as well.
Actually, that isn't for affiliate marketing.
That's for selling my own stuff. You were like being an affiliate for another. Never mind. Go ahead.
That's for selling over $10 million of my own product.
Oh,
But I have been the number one affiliate for some of the biggest launches in the history of the internet and regularly make more in affiliate commissions than most people make in an entire year. Why? Real simple. Okay. Most people think that affiliate marketing. Well, okay. Let me go back. This is one of those answer questions. There's two paths you can take when it comes to affiliate marketing. There's the trusted guide approach or the straight up mercenary approach. Let's talk about the mercenary approach first, which again, nothing wrong with it. And I'm not making a judgment about anybody.
Not judging mercenaries?
No. So the mercenary approach is basically, okay, I know how to drive traffic. I know how to run ads. And so I'm going to find a product that looks like it converts well. And I'm going to figure out how to run ads and I'm going to hope that I spend less than I make. That's honestly, that's how they work. So it's been called different stuff over the years. There's a thing they called it Google Cash, traffic hypothecation, all stomping the search engines. I mean, there's all these different people who came out with different things that basically came down to, can you pay less for traffic than you'll make as an affiliate? And it works until another mercenary sees what you're doing, because one of the ways that the mercenaries work is they look at what other people are doing, and there are all kinds of tools that will help you spy on the competition and see what keywords they're using and click-throughs and all this other stuff. And so what you do will work for a while until everybody else sees what you're doing and then they jump on and it stops working. So you got to do something else. So it's this peaks and valleys. You also run into a problem where when you do it that way, and I'm not going to mention any names or anything like that, but I have a friend of mine who's dealing with a situation right now where a merchant he didn't know from Adam was selling a product that was doing well and was performing well, and everybody could see from this particular marketplace it was doing extremely well. So he and all his buddies, all the mercenaries, jumped on it and started blowing $10,000-$20,000 a day on advertising, and COVID kicked in.
Oof.
And the supplier dried up for the company that he was spending ads to sell for, but they didn't stop taking orders. So all of a sudden, this situation got worse because they started having chargebacks, and the platform refunded all these people, which meant all of his affiliate commissions got refunded. So he had spent, I don't even know how much money, man. They went back 60 days refunding. Okay. Even beyond 60 days refunding.
Oh man.
And he is financially really screwed. So this nirvana of affiliate marketing riches, when you're just doing the when you're doing the mercenary approach, you can make a lot of money. And I mean, I've been in masterminds with guys, and they, you know, they'll all tell you, hey man, I'm just in it for the money. I'm just in it for the money. Well, if you're just in it for the money, then you're living and dying by the money. So that's one thing you can do. Again, not making a judgment about it. It's not what I do, but I know guys that I like do it. All right. Not a problem. I don't know that I have the testicles to do $20,000 a day on or more on somebody else. Man, a guy's doing $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a day in ads.
Wow.
And you don't have to multiply that times 30 to take a bite out of your seat. And so the issue is that something you want to do? And even if you were doing it at $500 a day, $1,000 a day, for some people, $1,000 a day is inconceivable.
It adds up.
It adds up quick. So yeah. That's not the route that I want to go. So the route that I go is the trusted advisor. And I want you to think about this. The other guys, when they do that, are basically telling you, go with me here. Hey, you know what? There's a party down the street, and go ahead, go down there. It's the kind of party you like, and go in and just have a good time at the party and tell them I sent you. That's ultimately what these guys are saying. And you don't have to tell them, because I've stamped your forehead that you are, you know, that you're from me. It's kind of like, have you ever been to Vegas and those guys are standing on the corners and they're handing out these cards? Yeah. You know what the cards are for.
Yeah.
All right. But they're just handing them out. All right. That's all they're doing. Now, that's not the kind of party we're talking about. But now I want you to think about this. Okay. Stu, you and I have known each other for a while. I know that you're interested in, what's a hobby? Do you have any hobbies? I've never asked you this.
Besides
working out,
photography.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you're interested in fishing and photography. You are not going to believe this, but a buddy of mine who is one of the leading experts in the world on fishing and photography. It's amazing what he does. I mean, he loves to fish, loves to take pictures of the fish. I think you'd really enjoy meeting him. He's having a party. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to take you to the party. I'd like to introduce you to my friend. I'd like to introduce you to all of his buddies. And I'm going to stick around at the party and make sure that you're having a good time, that you're feeling appreciated, and that you're getting what you need. And as a bonus, I've got these new fishing lures that I found, that I made. I made all these new fishing lures. And if you sign up to go on one of his, if you sign up to go on one of his excursions, because they are going to talk about going on an excursion, but I've been on an excursion with him and it's amazing. But if you do decide to go on the excursion with him, I'm going to give you a couple of these lures that I made. So I'll come over and pick you up at 6 on Tuesday. Do you want to go to the party? And you would say,
yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Okay, cool. That's what I do as an affiliate. Because, yeah, like, we'll use the example of when Russell launched his Traffic Secrets book, which, by the way, I was the number one affiliate for the launch of this book.
That's what I thought that sign was back then.
I didn't get the, no, I didn't get a sign for that. I got a check. But yeah, buy my own damn sign. The thing is, though, let's talk about how I did that. I didn't just put out a link and say, hey, buy Russell's book through my link. No, what I did was I said, hey, look, I know Russell and I've read the book and it's really good. In fact, it's so good that I know you are going to want to have a copy. And because I want you to have this, I want to sweeten the pot. So I came out with all these insane bonuses. In fact, I went and got the domain insanebonuses.com. I gave challenges. I gave a challenge away that you know, that everybody could attend live. I taught people for 5 days how to do VSLs. I gave away software. I gave away all kinds of stuff. And I knew that I could trust Russell to deliver. People knew they could trust me because I'd built up that trust. And I sweetened the pot to the point where people were buying the book. I'm sure some of them never even read the damn thing because they wanted the bonuses that I was giving. That's how you make it as an affiliate. That's how you do it. And I did the same thing like 14 years ago, 14, 15 or longer years ago when John Reese did the original Traffic Secrets launch. I was the number one affiliate by far for it 14, 15 years ago. So I've done, you know, I've been the number one affiliate for Ryan Dice's Continuity Blueprint. I mean, I can't even remember for Yannick Silver's Maverick launch. I mean, and the way you do it is by not just telling people, hey, click my link, but actually developing a relationship with people and being a trusted guide and not just pouring yourself out for everything that comes along that you think you're going to make the most money. But that's a difference in philosophy of, do you want to build up a following? Do you want to be known as somebody who can be trusted? Do you want to be a guide, a leader, or do you just want to be somebody who, you know, who just makes money? You can do both of those, but one is very short term. The other is very long term, because if you're a mercenary and you stop running ads, when does your income stop?
Yeah.
Instantly. It's done. Instantly. It's done. And yet if you do it this way, it lasts for years. I mean, I'm just curious. Those of you who are here live, I'm seriously curious, but like Vicky or Paul, how long have you known who I am? How long have you been paying attention to me? I'm just curious. Just put it in there. And those of you who are new, you know, I just found you. Some people just found me through Copywriting Secrets in the last month. Other people have been following me for 15 years. I got some people been with me since 2000, 2001, which is over 20 years now. So I would just be curious in the comments. So Paul says 1999, that's way back. That's like back in the, that's like back in, that's a long, I mean, that's way
Y2K,
back.
That's Y2K era.
Yeah. 2 years, 5 years, 15 years. One and a half, Carl says 1.5 years. So my point though, is that and somebody asked, you know, how do you do that? The way you do that is by doing what we talked about in the show that we did today, which is, you answer questions, you provide value, you lead, you learn, and, you know, you learn and teach, you discover things, you help people solve their problems, you help people overcome roadblocks, you help them get results. So that's how you do it. And you do it, but the thing is, you do it consistently. That's probably the biggest key is the biggest key is doing it consistently. Sorry, I'm trying to watch the comments and answer and think and do all that at the same time.
Well, I do have a third way of doing it.
Okay.
All right. My way of doing it that has produced decent results over the years. I mean, I never argued with a, you know, a check of $5,000 or $6,000 in a month, you know, coming in the mail. I was like, I didn't do anything for this. So that's pretty nice. You know, and what I would do is I would only be affiliates of products that I used, and they were typically, you know, fitness related products. Like, there's this one pull-up bar that I like that, you know, works on like whatever distance is on studs, you know, in your house. You could just
studs,
a stud bar, they call it.
Excuse me. Yeah, I know you wouldn't use anything but a stud bar.
Stud bar. Yeah. But also did a TRX one whenever they were first coming out. And when they were launching, and that has been a revolutionary product that just kept on growing.
Yeah.
So that has been a really good affiliate. I still have their link on several pages, but the way I did it is I would write an article about that product, have an affiliate link to it. And then throughout my website, I would have that banner ad available for people to see, you know, with, hey, if you want to read more about the TRX, click here, right? And it would be a video of me doing it. It would be, you know, things like that. So it was more of a content idea that also made money. So,
yeah. But the thing is, you don't write articles about stuff that you haven't used and tested yourself.
Right.
And so that's the trusted guide model. Yeah. You're not going to tell people about frog fuel or the stud bar unless you have actually used it yourself. And I know that if Stu says it's good, it's good. I mean, you know, the weight vest, and you don't use the cheap stuff either, man.
No. But I did write a weight vest review where I reviewed three weight vests.
Yeah.
Various ranges from under $100 to mid 100 to over 300. And, you know, gave them a little review thing. And then also there was an affiliate link in there too. So,
yeah. So the point though is that you are a trusted guide. You are not going to endorse something that you have not used. And the problem is that, and I know this is going to sound bad, but even if it's with people that you know, you still want to see the product first before you endorse it. Unless that person, I mean, if Stu told me, hey, I'm going to be coming out with a course on max rep workouts, and it's going to be based on the workouts that I've been giving you, I'd be like, dude, no problem. I will endorse that to the hill. But if Stu came to me and said, hey, man, I'm thinking about coming out with a supplement based on green coffee extract, and it's going to, you know, work better than rhino horn, I would say, you know what, dude, let's wait. And I'll be glad once it's been out for a while to see how it's going. And then we'll talk about it. So you got to be careful. And I know this sounds bad, but you still got to be careful, even if it's with people that you know.
Sure.
You know, like I love Russell and everything, but I did read the book first. And after I read it, I'm like, man, this is amazing. And I got totally, totally behind it. And the same thing with other stuff. Whether you realize it or not, your reputation is always on the line. So you've got to be careful. You've got to be a true steward for other people when you're making recommendations. And I think people forget that, or they think they have short memories. People don't have short memories. They'll remember forever if they got screwed because you told them to buy something.
Yeah, that's true. And so, it does suck whenever, like that poor guy, you know, whenever you have an affiliate to a link to go to somebody and then they go out of business.
Yeah.
And then, so they blame you for that whole process.
Sure.
And you're like, hey, look, you didn't pay me anything.
But
you know, I'll tell you, but then you call the guy up and say, hey, man, you got to fix this.
I've refunded people's money before under those circumstances. Wow. I've done it. And I, part of it was I learned this lesson the hard way. I met somebody who had a pretty good reputation. I met him at a conference. We hit it off. He said, "Hey, would you do a webinar with me?" I'm like, "Sure." He sold something. He delivered, but you know, there's a difference between delivering and delivering, and he delivered. And I had somebody say, "You know what? I bought this on your recommendation. It really wasn't I expected. I asked for a refund. He won't refund my money." I said, "I will." And so, and it was like $1,000. And at the time, $1,000 was a lot of money. It's still a lot of money, but I mean, it hurt to because basically I refunded almost three times the amount of commission that I received from that product. Because it was a $1,000 product, but I only got a $300 commission, but I refunded the whole $1,000.
Damn.
So, but that's the kind of thing you got to do. That's it. So, Holly makes a good point. I just want to, you know, I agreed about trusted recommendations and that sometimes we might review something with an affiliate link, but we haven't used the thing. Trust is so important and we must earn that trust even with our own friends and family. Yeah. Yep. And if you're showing an affiliate link for something you haven't tried, you haven't validated, then you're a mercenary. You're not being a trusted guide. You're hoping that you're going to get paid. You're playing off your good name and hoping that you're going to get paid and nothing's going to go wrong. Now, I mean, sometimes stuff goes wrong, but that's a difference between stuff goes wrong. This is a product I really believe in. For whatever reason, they got into problems. I'm going to do what I can to help you make it right. I've also called people and, you know, and said, "Hey, look, I got a customer who's got a problem with what you sold. You need to fix it." And all of a sudden they do get responsive. So sometimes it is good to be Jim Edwards. Because I mean, I'm never one of those people that goes, "Hey, I'm Jim Edwards." It's up to my wife. I was like, "You know who I am." She's like, "Take the trash out. And if you like eating, don't worry about who you are." Yes, honey. But I mean, every once in a while, it because I don't throw my weight around ever. If I do throw my weight around, I can usually help somebody get results if they're having a problem. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know, "Hey, look at me," but it's like, "Hey, when I get pissed, you're going to know it." So anyway, so my recommendation, so taking this all the way back to our buddy, Ben, the new affiliate marketer, start wrapping this up, is you got to decide just like whether it was your own product. The only difference in this whole model is that somebody else is doing the fulfillment of the product that you are representing, because you're going to have to do the same amount of work. You're going to have to hook people. You're going to have to build a relationship with them. You're going to have to target them. You're going to have to build the need and introduce the solution and all the things that you would do in a regular business. One thing I would tell you to, and if you realize that then, and this is the thing I never understood for the mercenaries, it's like, if you're willing to do all this work to drive the traffic, to find the niche and to prove the need and get the people to show up and then hand them and even make a bridge page and then hand them off, why in the hell would you do that for 30 to 40 or max really 50% of the commission? Once you've proven it, go create your own product that solves that need and keep driving the traffic and keep 100% of the money. And you can use some of that to hire somebody to take care of all your customer service. That's the thing I never understood, why nobody would take that next step in their business. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Because like I said, I mean, affiliate marketing is a great way to test a market, but once you've tested the market, why not make all the money? I just never understood that.
That's a very good point. So I don't even know how to capitalize on that. I mean, that's really good.
You know, I mean, at some point, I'm not saying you, Stu, should come out with a TRX or you should come out with a pull-up bar. There's only one stud bar as far as I'm concerned. but if you, let's say you were, and not even a supplement but that's just me. I don't want to be in the supplement business.
Yeah, I don't need
too much liability and other stuff attached to it.
It's very crowded too.
Right. But if it's your own supplement and you're selling it to your own market, that's a different story. But I'm just not interested in the liability or any of that stuff. But let's say you were, what's up, Gordon? What's up, C-Ray? So the issue though is if let's say, okay, good example. You have your app that kid approached you with about creating an app and doing it. And that's a nice little side business for you. But what if you had found an app that you told people about and a bunch of people started buying it through you and you're like, hey, you know what? People love these fitness apps. I can come up with a fitness app. I need to come out with the Stu Smith fitness app. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. Okay, I tested it to see if people would be interested. If my people would be interested, I'm not going to rip off this fitness app, but by golly, there's more than one. So I can come out with my own. And even if nobody outside my universe buys it, I'm going to keep all the money when I come out with my fitness app. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
No, it makes sense. You know, the mercenary is not going past testing the market.
Yeah.
You know, they're, you know, it's, I mean, it is a form of entrepreneurship, but it is, like you said, it's not running your own business.
Right.
You know, it is. Yeah.
It's But anyway, all right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed this. Those of you who are on the podcast, we did something cool today. We actually broadcast our podcast live, not in one place, not in two places, but in three places live. We were on my Facebook profile, my Facebook page, and our Facebook group. And I think next time I'm going to upgrade, and I think we're going to broadcast to YouTube at the same time as well.
Man, can you do Instagram as well? Instagram
no, you live? Can't. But we can go live on LinkedIn. Not that anybody on LinkedIn gives a crap who I am, but maybe somebody will.
I have a LinkedIn account, but I really don't use it that much.
I don't either. That doesn't mean we can't just start spamming LinkedIn with adding value on LinkedIn and see if perhaps we might find some people.
You never know.
Interested in what we have to say.
For this particular topic, it would be useful on LinkedIn. Sure. I mean, fitness is useful on LinkedIn too, because everybody needs to exercise, but
right.
It's a different audience typically from what I'm looking for. But
if I'm going to pay for the ability to show up over there, then why not? All I got to do is click one thing, whack the button, and people show up. Great. If they don't, well, screw you, LinkedIn.
Well, people are sharing content on LinkedIn. It is a source of content marketing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Screw you, LinkedIn. Hey, maybe I'm going to look at a couple other places too that I just thought of. I don't know if they will work, but why not? So great job, Stu. Great job, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate the likes, comments, and shares. A couple reminders. You can get your copy of my book, Copywriting Secrets. You can get it for free at copywritingsecrets.com. All you have to do is just pay a small shipping and handling. And also, as a reminder, make sure that if you're not already a member, make sure that you join our Facebook group, the Sales, Copywriting, and Content Marketing Hacks group on Facebook. It's an exclusive club, and you just might qualify to join. You'll never know unless you try. So I'm Jim Edwards.
Stu Smith.
And we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.